Every time they lied on you, it was necessary. Every time they walked out of your life, it was necessary.
Never too shy to represent God.
Everybody wants a crown, but they don't want a cross.
Remember, you are worthy of the plan God has for you, not plans to hurt you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the You Are Worthy podcast. I'm your host, Kiana Johnson, coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, with my co-host, Shaquana Baxter.
Hey.
Kason Pope.
Yo.
Where we're never too shy to represent God. Getting on his level while we're here on earth. So when our life on earth has ended, we have a resting place with him. Walking in your calling that he has for you, not the plans you have for yourself. What level is your mind, body, and spirit on? Are you walking in your divine purpose? Do you have the connection with God? Are you understanding how God wants you to level up? You must be able to hear the Spirit and know that God is God and not Satan. Study your instruction he has for you, which is the Bible, and pray and seek him for our every need. We must consult with him about our decisions we want to make. That includes a home, car, job, relationships, spending money, and our children. In order to level up with God, Matthew 6:33, we must seek him in all things we do. Level up with God so you can rise to the top and achieve the goals he has planned for you. Level up with God to live a righteous life and be the blessing to everyone, not just some people, everyone. Level up with God so that he lives in you and people can see the light that glows from the inside on the outside. Level up and share and teach others who yearn to know Christ but don't understand how he works. Level up and be all that God wants us to be, a servant and a friend of his. Level up and be a better friend, daughter, sister, mother, husband, a wife, teacher, employer, coworker, supervisor, and a pastor. Whatever it is God has called you to be, level up and be great.
I like that. Spoke to me.
Yeah, that was good. I like that a lot. It really opened my eyes to some things. You know, we do have to level up in life. You know, we can't stay at the same place in our spiritual walk. You know, I think that's why God calls us to be born again. You know, we could have lived a whole life and got to a certain point, but we still have to be born again and start over when it comes to walking with the Lord. So I really enjoyed that.
Me personally, I know I'm not all the way there. I ain't gonna say I'm all the way there, but I'm there. But at times we just fall off. So I look at it like, if I really did everything right, I think it's impossible to do everything right. But I guess at the time, it's like, if I'm not right, then I always gonna have him to lean on. It's like sometimes you got like, if we didn't go through nothing, if we had everything perfect, we wouldn't need him. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm glad I fall off sometime, because when I fall off sometime, it's like, man, Lord, he put me right back where I need to be.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of crazy sometimes, though, really.
So when you say that, explain to me, what is God telling you to do? How does God want you to level up, to rise up with him?
I feel like at this point in my life, it's like, you know, the personal relationship that I got with the Lord, the intimate relationship I got with him is all about just be a light. Be in those, go to those dark places and just basically be you. You don't have to actually do the things they do. It's like when Paul said, I became a Jew to win a Jew. So I might have went to those spots. I might have went to those clubs. I might have went to those basketball games. I might have went to those bars. But they might be doing cocaine. I don't. And they're going to be like, why you don't do those things? Well, that's my time to tell them why.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Like we'll be in the studio at times. You know, they come and doing what they do. I let them let their hair down or whatnot. But then they figure out, we get a talking conversation lead to another. You know, God will always find his way up in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he do, I guess my time to sit there and display who I am and boom, there you go. The conversation lead to what they believe. This guy might have killed somebody before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they be like, wow, dude, you don't even look like that. You know what I'm saying? I get that a lot, but I guess I'm at the point where just go in those places, you know what I'm saying, and let your light shine so, you know, they can see him. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Amen. It's kind of like that just made me think of where the Bible tells us to be ready to preach the word in season and out of season. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, like you said with Matthew 6:33, we have to seek God. And of course, as we seek him and we draw near to him, he's drawing near to us. We're growing in intimate relationship and we're able to actually hear him, feel his thoughts, feel his heart for people. And, you know, when we go forth into the world, we're able to be effective in that way, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of that comes from what we do behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. That kind of sets a foundation for how effective we'll be based on how much time we're spending in the word, you know, how much we're allowing God to take the things out of us that he doesn't want in us, right. you know, laying down our
like
pride
me cursing.
And our will.
Right. Ask the Lord to remove that from
exactly.
me.
Asking God, please set a watch over my mouth, Lord.
Right.
You know. So those are the kind of things. And being responsible and not even just responsible, but obedient. Because right. God already, the word is already written, you mm-hmm. know, it's already there. There's nothing new that God will tell us things that are new to us, but it's really nothing new because God already said everything that he's going to say to us. You know what I mean? So it just comes with being obedient. And the Bible tells obedience is greater than sacrifice. So once we kind of fall in line and start being obedient and start seeking God and like Kaysen said, just being available and going to those places and trying to win people for Jesus, you know, that'll take us to a new level.
Making God famous.
That's right. Yeah, make God yeah. famous.
Another thing, too, though, like, people like transparency, though. Like, people like real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to people, for so long, I look at it like this, for so long, people haven't been leveling up, you know what I'm saying, with the Lord. Like, people just kind of been like, I mean, have you heard of this thing called so-called church folk? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, for so long, like, I ain't saying they've been faking it, but I guess they've been doing too much church instead of...
They've been adding to the Bible and taking away from it.
I mean, you know, it's just like...
Making up their own rules.
Making a production out of it.
That's what I said, adding to the Bible and taking away.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, they're giving this false perception of what a Christian
yes.
is.
I got a perfect word for you.
What?
Making God sound very automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Like
true.
Like you're trying to steal it
mm-hmm.
instead of utilizing what God puts into you.
Yeah.
So... People go so hard trying to make it like a telemarketer, like they trying to sell Christ to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I'm going to tell you another thing, too, what it really is, and I'm going to go a step. It's really a spirit of the enemy, though, to be honest mm-hmm. with you, because it's like you come up, you get... Like, when you come to a relationship with the Lord, I look at it like this. When you get a relationship with the Lord, he reveals those things... In the church, he reveals mm-hmm. those things. Like God is love. So right. when that love get on you, you more patient with others.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You see who's doing what, who's not doing that. And that's why I sit there and say, it's like, you might, these people been to church all their life, but you got to be the one to show them how to be that example.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like... People want to see that transparency in you.
Using your testimony.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. how it is. I mean, you might, like you said cussing or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Or I'll give you another example. We were sitting there having a conversation, and I was telling you all the things that I've been through.
Yeah.
And I was telling you about how the things that I've been through in a personal relationship. And then how young girls and young men are out here trying to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But then, however, girls don't understand that it's all just a lie.
True that.
It's a lie that they tell, you know. Like, for example, well, if I'm going to get out here in the streets and do something, well, I got to lie to this person, lie to that person. You know what I'm saying? And then what happens is you hurt other people along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people don't understand, like, when you're not speaking the truth about God... You know, that's what they call church hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then when you start seeing, like, the true revelance of this person or this mask coming off, you're like, man, I don't even want to go to worship no more.
Yeah. But you know what I always tell them, though? You know what I'm saying? And this goes for the people who's looking to get closer to the Lord, but they put their trust in men. You know what I'm saying? Men will fail you every time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look at the preacher all day long, but he's a human being. See, when you got your relationship with the Lord, though, you kind of got, you kind of give, I guess, what, sympathy or grace. Mm-hmm. You got grace for the individual who fall, whether if it's Moses, whether if it's, I mean, anybody. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you know who, we ain't perfect, but right. we know who is, and we all trying to get to the same spot. So it's like, if you struggle up. With this, yeah, we all trying to level up. So if you struggle with this and I struggle with that, well, I'm going to help you with your struggle. Right. I don't struggle with that, and I struggle with this, you can help me with what I struggle, then we both going to the same spot.
Yeah.
So you trying to help me get to that cross so I can wear the crown.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just like you said on about leveling up, just think if we did just chose God to. I mean, not think. I mean, we should be. It's the perfect way to do it. I mean, when God...
Rise up.
Yeah, just like how I bought a house. Man, I mean, I was... Wow, and, you know, when you trust God at times, like, the house already there. You know what I'm saying? It's already there. It's already set up to be perfect. Like, how did you get a 2,300 square feet house? Like, he qualifies to call. Exactly. I mean, he really does. I mean, like, he's already got everything set up. He just waiting on you to meet him on the other side. You know, so it's just, that's the testimony I can give to somebody today. You know, I've tried the Lord before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And every time I've tried it for myself, you know, I get great results, and it feels good in the inside, so.
Man.
I mean, it's what it is. Oh, we can take this on forever, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, level up.
So when you hear the word level up today, do you know your purpose? Like, if somebody say, man, I need to level up, and they come to you and say, like, hey, so, man, what way is going to level up? You know, I'm waiting on God to tell me what I need to do so I can rise up and get to greatness. I mean, you know, do you know what your purpose is? You know, how do you know God's talking to you and let God, and God let you know what it is he wants you to do? I'm trying to hear the Lord. I'm trying to get to know him myself like you know him.
That's a good question. I mean,
I'm finding my purpose now by doing this podcast.
Yeah.
The Lord told me, either you're going to do this or you're not. I put this gift inside of you.
Yeah.
I know what I was doing when I gave it to you. You gonna trust me or you ain't. But it took me a minute to understand what he was saying and identify his voice
mm-hmm.
from Satan's voice.
That's true. That's a hard part, too.
I think that goes back to what we were saying before, and I think that is a very important part. You can't know what your purpose is apart from God. You can't know what God's purpose is for you apart from you seeking him to know what that purpose is, because God is always talking. There's never a time where God is not talking. God does not sleep, you know, he doesn't sit around and watch TV. God is always speaking. So it just takes us time to, you know, to get in line with that. We have to draw near to him. We have to seek him. We have to start opening our ears to hear his voice. We have to start, everything that God has for us is going to be in his word. So
mm-hmm.
we know that it's God's will for us if it lines up with his word. And also, we know right from wrong. The mm-hmm. Bible tells us that sin is doing... If you do something that you know you shouldn't be doing, that is sin. That's what right. the Bible says, to do what you know not to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you're trying to figure out, God, what is the next step for me? Always go back to the last step that God gave you and start from there. If you did the last thing that God told you to do, then he's going to give you a new instruction as long as you're seeking him for that thing. So, you know...
Utilize your tools.
Right. Use your tools. Exactly. The word, you know, God speaks and... You know, his sheep know his voice. So it's not a myth. It's not like when people say God speaks, you know, it's not like a myth. It's real. God is the only true and living God. He does speak to you. You know, you are made in his image, and the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. So if he's speaking, you can hear him as long as you try to tune out the world and tune into his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough because, like, easier said than done, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can start, okay, put it this, out of experience, you know, you can do everything God tells you to do or whatnot. And it's a easy, you know, perfect life when you're doing everything God tells you to do. But when the enemy comes in, you feel what I'm saying? That's where it gets kind of tough.
Yeah, that's
where
you put your arm on. You got to stand your word.
Right.
Yeah, that's where it gets kind of tough. Because sometimes he just don't come I mean, the enemy's smart.
Mm-hmm. He come when you celebrating. You think he got a victory out. He he ready to knock your door down.
I mean, he come through your children.
Yeah.
He come through your spouse. I mean, he come through your workplace. It ain't going to be nothing easy that you can defeat. Yeah, like, he comes through what's tasteful to you. You know what I'm saying? You know, or you know what I'm saying? And then these challenges that God gives you to help you level up along the way. Like, you can lose a job. That's rough. You know, it's like Job, man. Job lost everything. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to get, him to cut this, you know.
To be mad at God and cuss God.
Exactly. But, you know what I'm saying?
He can't go his wife, and his wife was mad and wanted him to speak against God.
Not too many people can level up the way Job did, though.
Right.
Like, that's big status. Okay. I ain't there.
Man,
he got blessed double from what he had at first.
I'm ready to go through all that.
Yeah. Right. But you know what that is? True, like you say, he comes to your spouse.
Yeah, it ain't going to be nothing easy.
The devil know that you love the most is your spouse. So he's like, I'm going to come through your spouse. I'm going to make it whole.
Mm-hmm.
So he get to working on your spouse, and you over here trying to walk in the light, and he over here in the dark.
He's going to find a way in, however.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that the enemy, he's on the prowl like a lion, looking for who he can devour. Man, he's looking for a foothold.
Yeah.
So that's why. But you know what? Even in that, it's really kind of about our perspective. Because even in that, and you're right, it is easier said than done. But, like, even in that, when we really sit down and think about it, okay, anything that you magnify becomes bigger, right?
Right.
So when we're focused on what the enemy's doing and everything like that, that we're just making him bigger in our life, and we don't really see the real true perspective.
Power,
but if we look at it like from what we know, only thing that can happen to us is what God allows to happen to us.
That's true.
There is nothing that can happen to us. Even when it came to Job, they had a conversation first.
Yeah.
And he said, try my servant Job. He like, yeah, try him.
Because he already knew.
Yeah, but you can't kill him. Right.
And you just, I you're so crazy. I'm listening to you, but you went right to it. I was about to say it.
What you was like.
That's what he's
here. And people, I don't think they do.
But when you know what people don't understand?
They go past that little part. Like, he had to get permission.
Yes. Yes.
And that's like I said, you always got to seek God for permission in everything you do.
Yes.
He had to get permission.
Everything you do.
So once we start realizing that, like, okay, well, anything that come our way is something that God allowed. We know that God allowed it for a reason. Like, when y'all said about church
hurt. But what we forget to do, we forget to ask. We make decisions based on our own thoughts, our own emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But here's another part, though. What'll bless you, though.
What's that?
It ain't about us asking. Satan had to ask.
Right.
Satan had to ask, and God gave him, you can do anything you want to do, but you can't kill my child.
Right.
That right there, shouting ground right
there. Okay. for real.
On that
That's what, because when we were talking about church hurt, okay, and you were talking about not putting your faith in man, yes, I went through a season where I kind of felt like the whole church hurt thing, and what God taught me out of all of that was stop putting expectations on people. I didn't ask you to put an expectation on them.
That's your physical man versus your spiritual
man.
Exactly. So you're going to put it in the flesh, or you're going to let the spirit guide you.
Yeah, that's it. That's the main thing of it.
Everybody look for that flesh to do everything, and that flesh disappoints you and hurts you.
Right, sure will. Right. And you're going to go through the pain, but you're going to learn a lesson if you let God teach you. He's going to give you wisdom, and you're going to learn because, you know, our battle is not flesh and blood at the end of the day. Our battle is a spiritual battle, so everything that comes our way, the enemies try to attack us in the natural and the spiritual, but it's all of that. God uses us to train our hands for war, to teach us how to battle, and to teach us how to come around, because the enemy, there's a quote that I heard. It says, Satan, he's a defeated foe, but he's a worthy opponent. Like, he's worthy, like, he's a good opponent, but he's already defeated.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a hard fight. But he already taken care of. And so that's what we have to get in our mind. Like, we're not fighting for the victory. We're fighting from victory. Jesus already got the victory for us. That's how you level up. When you come into knowing, like, coming into standing into agreement with, Jesus already did this.
Mm-hmm.
He already went to hell. He took the keys from Satan. He came back up. He already, John 16:33 tells us to take heart because I've already overcome the world. So that's how you level up. When you start coming into agreement with, like, you know, and you pray from that place of victory, that can take you to a whole new, because no longer are you graveling and asking God, like, God, please just help me with this. Now you're asking God, God, show me the way. Show me where to find the victory, because you already got the victory for me.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's the perfect world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the what?
That's the perfect world.
The perfect world.
Yep. That's the perfect world.
We just got to get around the obstacles, you know?
Yeah. I guess, like I said,
that's why I say, when I say ask God permission,
yeah,
I always seek him before you make any move, because you got your instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So like you say, God got the victory, but you still need directions on how to mm-hmm. get there. So that's why you always seek him and ask him, what's the next step?
Right.
So
I was going to say one thing today, man, because I was telling y'all I was doing the service today, and I don't get too much of, I'm concentrated on actually getting the service together and streaming and stuff like that. I don't get a chance to just kind of get my own worship mode or my listing or whatever, mm-hmm. but I caught a few pieces, little nuggets, he said today.
Nuggets.
Yeah, little pieces I caught in, and he was like, now you know good and well I've been there. Like, if you look back at your life, when things were hard, this, that, and the third, I was there. You didn't want for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You might not got a steak. You got a bologna right. sandwich.
Some crackers and cheese.
You know what I'm saying?
A little hot sauce.
You know? and that's how the Lord do us, though. This, you actually look back like, man, you know what, dude? This has really been straight. I mean, I might have cried a couple times. I might have had some bumps and bruises, but you know what I'm saying? Those bumps and bruises made a cat cool, you know what I'm saying? So, I guess serving God, not said I guess, but serving God will pay up after a while, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather be on this side of the fence than be out there on that side of the fence where I once was.
Right.
With no direction, don't know where I'm headed, don't know where I come from, and don't know where I'm, you know what I'm saying, just stuck.
Yeah.
When you get to, what was Pastor saying today? When he was like, God never left, he's always there,
mm-hmm.
he never leaves. That's the problem we have.
Mm-hmm.
God is always there, but we want to just veer on off and go on. What do we want to say? And do we want to do?
Right.
And then we be running back begging for God. He's still standing right there.
Yeah.
He's
right.
still right there.
Right.
He never left. And then we be like, Lord, please show me. Tell me what I need to do to get to this.
Mm-hmm.
Or please help me get out of this mess I'm into. And God's still right there walking with you while you just in a bumpy little head.
Right.
Doing what you want to do, being hard-headed. And then we want to call out on, like, when we really, 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 like, down and out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you sitting there calling on somebody, but he still never left you.
Right.
And we sitting there crying like he just forgot us and went on, but he's still right there.
Mm-hmm.
Letting us make our own decisions because we didn't want to seek him and listen to his word and listen to his instructions.
And that helps us to level up, too, I feel like. Because I feel like you can only go so long. Like, imagine being in a relationship and, you know, your mate, they just pour out all their love on you and you're just like, whatever, whatever. You know, you're going to get to a point where you realize how bad you were for just, you know, letting them pour out love. You don't give them anything in return.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll make you even see how much they love you and want to love them more. I mean, you know, that's a sad story, but that's how we treat God. Like, God pours out his love every day. His grace and mercies are new every day. There are things that he don't punish us for. You know, he lets us get by.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He knows everything we do, what we think, the things we act on, and he still don't punish us
thinking
for those
we
things.
Sleep. We made this move. I didn't get caught because I was too sleep. I thought this was playing through.
Right.
I covered all my tracks.
Right.
But it's the whole time it's God watching over you, keeping you safe.
Right.
And that's that one person you probably don't think about is praying for you.
Right. And that caused us to level up because, you know, when you love God, you don't have a choice but to level up. Like, you're going to want to be one with him. You're going to want to do the things that he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love his people the way that he loves you, you know.
Not love certain people.
Right. All
people.
That's so true. That's so true.
Because we like to try to pick and choose who we want to be cool with and who we want to like and who we want to love. But God don't pick and choose.
Right.
Yeah, when the Lord got your heart, you do all those things, you know what I'm saying? And then when you fall off or when you stop doing it, or you might just stray away for a while, you can't get away from it. It just can't. So he'll send like little checkpoints.
I know I can't.
Yeah, he'll send checkpoints in the middle, you know, checkpoints. He might send somebody, like for instance, I do gospel rap, so he might be like, hey, you had sent somebody, hey, you still doing gospel rap?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't wrote a song in about 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing it. It's like, you know,
like, are you still blogging? I ain't blogging like 3 months.
Yeah. Right. I'm just saying, but so he said checkpoints like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? He
yeah.
said checkpoints yeah. like at this.
Get you back in line. Yeah. Hey,
even
you
with this
you
podcast,
ain't been doing what I
stuff
asked
I ain't
you
been
do.
Doing I'm supposed to be doing. She come through on Sunday, you want to do this podcast. I'm like, next thing you know, come over, this thing is real good. And right. I learn something, leveling
right.
up. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Just refresh. That's what church is. You
come
know what
on,
I'm
level
saying?
Up.
It's like you go to church on Sunday. Some people got Bibles to the wind because by Tuesday you fell off what say.
Right. right. Need a refresher course.
Well, yeah.
You fell off. Wednesday, pick it right back up. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You fell off again on Saturday.
You, okay. My gas
Sunday.
Ain't going low. I got to give. I got to get filled back up.
That's right.
And that's how it is, though. You know what
I'm saying? So you fell off on Tuesday.
And 2 weeks, you can pick up on our own on a good Monday.
You're right.
Right.
Get charged on our own on a good Tuesday.
Right. And we gonna get there.
You gonna catch him. Look, you gonna feel great on Sunday. Man,
man.
Soon as the benediction comes.
Right.
Something Satan right
up.
There.
Uh-huh.
So then, like you said, say right there. So it's say right there knocking on your door, ready to, for you to open the door, and just say somebody had a messed up day or whatever. What words or how can you be positive in your words and actions and still be leveling up? Because, like, for instance, I was on my way to pick my daughter up and I'm getting in the turn line. Here comes this car. I come head on. I almost said the most ugliest thing. But I had to think about, okay, the Lord spared me. He showed me you need to go right or this car finna hit you.
Mm-hmm.
But I had another choice of words that I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, in order for you to level up and grow with God, you know, when you going through some or you get put in a certain situation, how can you still remain in the same spirit of God and still have a nice choice of words and, you know, your actions? You have to be careful because the devil coming, because I had a great
right.
day. You know, I got whooped in church today.
Right.
And but the Lord spoke to me and told me what I need to do. But at the same time, when you walk up out of there and you think you won, you feel
mm-hmm.
like you're free, then here come the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how can you still remain positive in your, you know, your choice of words and your actions when Satan come running at your door like, ah, oh, you thought you ain't got away. And, he put something in there to bogart you or, like, try
right.
to keep you and then throw you off track and put you right back over
right.
there. I'm for it. I'm just saying.
Well, like, you know, road rage, you know, the Lord is still working on me in the road.
I mean, not even just road rage, but I'm just saying, like, in everyday life or,
yeah.
you know, going to work.
That's a quick test, though.
Right.
Like, going to work. Because, you know, you come up out of church, you feel the spirit, and then, boom, here come a phone call from somebody
right.
calling you.
A little flat child.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything.
And
I
then
think
you
just
then
awareness,
you...
being aware yeah. of... Because sometimes, like when we were talking about the cursing part, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes you have to be... Even in James, James says to set a watch, like, James asking God, like, to set a watch over my mouth. James is telling you that your tongue is the rudder of the boat, of the things that you speak and the like, the things
yeah,
that you're creating, right?
Tongue.
So, when you're aware of those things, and, you know, that goes back to reading your word, too, because when you know those things, when you read your word, it's storing it up in your heart for when
it's
the Holy Spirit brings it to
It'll
your remembrance.
Out.
So
right.
when you got the word in you and you about to go start cursing somebody else, the Holy Spirit will check you.
Right, right.
And bring
right.
that word back to you. You know what
Hard
I'm saying?
On you.
Right, exactly.
Hard
so
on
that
you.
Is definitely being aware of what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to grow, you already know. Anything that you're trying to level up in, the enemy's going to try to keep you at the level that you're
yeah.
currently at. So, you know, like he said, if it's a flat tire, just reminding yourself that everything, every obstacle that comes your way is an opportunity for God's glory,
mm-hmm.
basically. God wants to get
True.
The glory out of everything in our life. So
right.
there's going to be, you know,
what
you might you might get a flat tire and your first instinct is to be mad, to be messed up. You being a missed opportunity. Or you can get a flat tire and you can say, okay, God, you know, I don't know what this is about, but I'm going to trust you in this.
Oh,
he could send the AAA guy along. The AAA guy could be going through it
right.
and you end up pouring into him and it'd be something that he really needed to hear
right.
because you didn't let the situation get you, you know, get the best of you, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know what? I ain't going to lie. I got a situation in my life, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, okay, put it this way. Let's talk about the flat tire situation or whatnot. And you'll think you done had a flat tire before.
Mm-hmm.
And you done did the cuss the first time. And what I'm saying is this. This could be your unsafe moment or...
Mm-hmm.
You know, this could be your, it could be that time frame. Or when you get to the point where you're there. You know what I'm saying? Well, this flat tire's different. You ain't got one flat tire. You got three.
Multiple.
You know what I'm saying? So I find myself still dropping a ball in this little area. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to child support or when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, or just to, baby mama drama, just stuff like that. Those things are just rough because it's something.
Within your marriage.
Yeah, it's different every time. Like, going to court. Oh, I got, like, you have to, mine like this. You had the best day. Lord, you've been good. I mean, wow. Everything's been straight. Like, what?
Right.
So I'm already, I've been walking this walk for a minute. So it's like, man, the day is great. Hold on. This day is too good. Check the mailbox.
Boom.
It's a court letter. Mm-hmm. Like, you're getting, you need to go down to this.
Or you been sued for something way back, and then you got to go to court for a debt that you didn't pay.
Right.
So then you mess around and be like, you know, the Lord brought you out. Like, I, for example, you know, I said I was going through the child custody case, and we went to trial once, one appeal come. And once you win, you be like, Lord, I'm going to trust you for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's how I was. It's
then, like, the appeal came. Hit you like, what? What happened, Lord? I thought you was on my side. I thought we was on the same page. I thought I won the battle. Right. Like, what happened?
Right. Then you don't level up because you started, like, well, I need an attorney.
Then you start questioning and doubting.
Then you start doing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then God's so good, he'll let you do what you want to do. And you still give you victory. And then, as you know... It's just like the children of Israel trying to get out of Egypt. You know what I'm saying? Hard-headed, man. Just straight hard-headed. Like, and he still allow you to win. I mean, And you go through it all over again. Matter of fact, I'm going to go back and read that, man, because I'm going through that.
Amen. But you still got to praise him through your good and your bad.
And that's part of leveling up, though. That's part of leveling up is knowing that. Guess what? Sometimes God will bring you... The children in Israel, it took them 40 years to take a two-week journey. Like, we were supposed to be in and out, and it took 40 years. Like, your mama died on the way doing all this. Y'all was literally 2 weeks away. And that's because... I'm kind of in that season where God is kind of taking me around the mountain again and again. I'm like, okay, God, I thought we passed this. Like, what's up? But what I'm realizing is that, you know, God really is refining us.
Right.
So sometimes he will take us through and, you know, let us get a victory and then throw something right at us to see how we're going to act. Because what he's trying to do is he's trying to make us so... so sound that nothing throws us off base. Like, we need to be able to stand whether the victory is coming or whether we're being crushed, persecuted. Look at Paul. Like, Paul was just... When I look at Paul, who used to be Saul, okay? Yeah. When he was Saul, he was the man. He could do what he wanted to do. He was out here killing Christians. Like, what? What? Oh, you believe in God? All right, bye. Then, you know, the Lord came... got a hold of him.
Blinded him,
right? He put him on the right path. And from then on, he went through a lot of crazy stuff. Paul went through so many crazy things. Being beaten, flogged, shipwrecked, being prison. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He went through so many things. And so the normal Christian, we're just going to be like, God, I've been serving you. I'll be doing that. Sometimes I have my temperature. Yeah. I'll be like, God, you just going to do me like this? You just going to let everything happen to me? Like, you just going to let this keep happening to me? Where are you? But God wants us to get all that out. He wants all that temper tantrum, all that. That's how you level up. When we get to the ultimate level, look at Jesus, like we were just talking about. Jesus, he didn't throw a tantrum. He went to the garden. He prayed till he prayed. The Bible says he prayed till blood was coming out. Mm-hmm. He was sweating blood. That's what the Bible says. So he's like, okay, God, I really don't want to do this crucifixion thing. You know, I'm really not. I didn't really ever do anything. I never sinned. You know, he didn't do none of that.
Mm-hmm.
He could have. I would have. If it was me, and God's like, okay, well, tomorrow they about to beat you. They about to spit on you, beat you, walk you through the town. They about to kill you at the end of that. So I'll be like, but God, wait a minute. I did everything that you told me to do, and I did it the way you told me to do it, and you're still going to let this happen to me?
Mm. That's what God's trying to get out of us. When I said, why me? And she was
why not you? Exactly.
I mean, what you mean, why me?
Exactly.
Again, she was like, again, why not you?
Because that means that shows your strength, and that's where God gets the glory. In our strength, which is not our strength, is his strength, honestly. Because the things that we're going to get through in life are not things that we can get through on our own.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, we need God to give us his grace to get through certain things. And so when we get to a point where nothing will faze us, that's when we know we have leveled up to the ultimate level up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true.
Amen.
That's true. I thought about something, but...
Gosh. Come on, Holy Spirit. Bring it back to him.
I thought about something. There was a lot going on.
Right.
Conversation got real deep to you, didn't it?
I was just listening. It was just like, wow. It was
she went
so
to the
true.
Word, but she went to a preaching
session.
Because
it's real, y'all. But, yeah. I mean, because I've been through a lot in this last year and a half, and it's like... God has taken me through, like, the hardest struggles and the worst pains and it's things. And it's like, I feel like giving up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm done. I don't even want to do this no more.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
God keeps calling me back. And it's like...
I keep running
from it. It's like a training session. Your personal trainer. They go hard on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they know at the end of it, you're gaining strength.
Great results.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how it is with God.
Amen.
He's training us.
Amen.
He just knocking all that, tearing you down, knocking all that off. It's like when you go get to go work out, you want to lose all that fat.
Yes.
Out. So God taking all that dead weight off you.
That's
you
right.
Don't need. Them dead branches.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Because we're born into a sinful world. So we are just automatically programmed.
Because you're born into sin.
Yeah, we just programmed to do things a certain way. And so God has to, like you said, trim all that fat off. He don't want that. He don't want none of that.
Like you brought up Paul. You brought up Paul, right? And that's what I be telling the cats when I'm out there just talking to them. You know what I'm saying? Just think how far Paul went for the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Paul got over this side of the fence for the Lord, he used that same hardness that he went for the enemy, he used it for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let's picture people out here that just robbing, stealing, tricksters. They do everything under the sun for the enemy.
Yeah.
I be telling you, man, y'all be the best soldiers for Christ. Y'all really would because y'all really loyal to the block or loyal to the street. Or
they
y'all
loyal
just,
to the wrong thing.
Yeah,
they loyal to something that's not loyal to them.
Yeah. I mean, but what I'm saying is like they whatever it is, they're real to it.
Right. They ready to die for, like I said, they ready to die for something they loyal to, but are you ready to prepare to like give your life?
It's I
like
think this. Paul said that too. He was like, I was the best of sinners.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like you ready to die. It's like you ready to die for somebody who
but when you die for the Lord,
or die for somebody who already died for you.
Right.
I mean, that's just what I got out of that.
Right.
Are you ready to die for somebody who already died for you? So you can't be no realer than
that. Right.
He already did it.
Yeah.
Like, he already bossed up. You know what I'm saying? Even when we talk about marriage and stuff like this, it's easy to have 1,000 women. Or
that should be another good topic.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We can definitely go to.
Yeah.
It's easy to have all that old extra stuff like it,
right.
But can you just be faithful to this one?
Right.
Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, can you level up and be that
that's leveling up.
Yeah,
self
that
right.
Are you ready to level up and be that one, that committed man that you need to be?
Yeah,
that's another time for another day.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, that's another time for another day. Seriously, because, like, you don't have a lot of men that's trying to walk in the light of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd rather walk on that dark path instead of walking in
another trick of the enemy.
Right, but then, you know, it's not, you see a lot of women in church, but it's not a whole lot of men.
It's been like that.
But, you know, I just feel like there will be another good topic because that could help bring men, men into the church
right.
and help them be the leaders.
Because they're called to be the head.
Right, but right now you got the woman gotta be.
Because you know what? The enemy knows if he got the head, so he take the whole bunch out.
That's right. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, how can you... It says, like, you have to bind up the strong man for you to be able to take out his house. So that's what the enemy literally does. He comes in, he binds up the strong man of the family, and that way he can plunder whatever he wants to out the house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not leveling up, you guys.
All right, everybody. So let's level up, people, and follow the role that God has paid for us. Until then, everybody have a good day, a good blessed working week, and try to be productive. And also remember, you are worthy of all the plan God has for you.
All right.
Good night.